Time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Canada thistle. It's no ordinary weed. This plant is a pervasive menace, an economic inhibitor, a resilient, reaching, seemingly immortal pest. Thistle. Even its name hisses like a warning. Despite its reputation, though, I have a fondness for the plant. I have sweet memories of picking thistle to decorate my girlfriend's hair or to give to my mother. I think of Eeyore finding one of his few pleasures in a field of thistle. I appreciate the fortitude of its purple hairy buds, its arthritically crumpled leaves, its strong stem and menacing spikes. What I find so exceptional about this plant, however, is what it can teach me about myself. It is difficult to find authors who write anything favorable on this plant, and for good reasons. Canada thistle is extremely invasive. It spreads quickly, and once established, is difficult to exterminate. Its seeds are highly successful at germinating and can remain viable for over 20 years. It also reproduces by an underground root system. These roots extend as deep as 15 feet and spread up to that far or more horizontally. Not only can new growth sprout up from these lateral roots, but also from fragments of a broken root, thus a potentially vicious cycle if you try to kill it off by mowing it under. Even chemical pesticides have limited success in eliminating thistle because of the depth and vitality of the root system. It is an agricultural nightmare that goes beyond basic competition for soil space, nutrients, and sunshine. It is also noxious, meaning that it produces phytotoxins which inhibit the growth of numerous other plants, notably major crops such as sugar beet, wheat, alfalfa, corn, and others. It also affects the grazing industry, as cows will seldom eat vegetation near thistle, and most grazing animals will not eat thistle because of the spikes on the leaves. Contrary to what the name indicates, Canada thistle was actually imported from Europe several centuries ago. Unlike its homeland, where numerous insects have the potential to keep the population in check, there are very few insects in North America that can be used to control the population without having a negative effect on other species. In other words, Canada thistle is simply un-American, a powerful force with limited checks and balances. It is one of the major non-native weeds that cost U.S. agriculture approximately $27 billion every year. It is a strong candidate for agricultural public enemy number one, a thorn in the side of agricultural production and a hole in the pocket of the North American farmer. Despite its long list of drawbacks, I appreciate Canada thistle. Understanding its spread and growth patterns gives me insight into humans' relationship to the land. You see, while Canada thistle spreads quite easily, it fares especially well in disturbed areas, cultivated lands, cleared forests, roadsides, and cattle pastures. The greater the disturbance, the better the chance of Canada thistle establishing itself. The more contiguous the disturbance, the wider the area that Canada thistle invades. Put simply, the more we disturb the land, the more we are disturbed by what the land produces in response. The invasion of Canada thistle also reminds me of the arrival of my ancestors in North America. They could have easily arrived on the same boat. It reminds me that despising an invasive species is like the pot calling the kettle black. This is Heather Sarantis for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For more information, contact the Nature Center in Missoula at 327-0405 or visit the website